I think that's a fair comparison, and I know our companies love being hosts because they get a diversity of audience, and they also get an audience that's very focused on them. So our audience gets to choose. Again, it's 60 companies in a day. You can't do everything. And so they really do have to pick the companies they're most excited about, and it really does create a good rapport between the companies and the audience, and certainly it becomes a great gateway for recruiting and hiring.
So you mentioned a whole spectrum of organization and companies. I know there's like credit unions and marijuana industry and tech companies.
The two don't always go together, but yeah, with us they do.
I guess that's my question. Is this an opportunity to have what seemingly are completely different enterprises come together and maybe learn from each other?
Most certainly. And I think that's one of the underpinnings of Engage Colorado, is we really do look to create those collaborative dialogues and to increase that cross-pollination between the leaders and the companies that are a part of our community. We're thrilled that the Boulder Chamber has recognized the avenues that NewCo opens for them to increase conversations between some of the established business leaders and many of these up-and-comers. So it really is a great room to be in, whether you're at one of the sessions or whether you're part of the festival as a whole.
Kendra Prospero, you are the CEO and founder of Turning the Corner, LLC. Tell us about that and what your participation is in NewCo.
So we're one of the only companies in actually the country that works with both job seekers to help them accelerate their job search, while also working with companies to help them bring the culture of great people into their environment.
So you're kind of matching people on both ends.
Yes, exactly.
How do you think workforce is changing, and what does that mean for employees and people who are hiring then, people as well?
Well, there's a couple big trends. So one trend that really started about 7 to 8 years ago was when the iPhone was invented, and that all of a sudden now work can happen anywhere. I don't know about you, but I used to go to the bathroom to primp, and now I go to the bathroom to check my email. And so work can happen all of the time, and yet we still have this traditional work week, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. So the top trend that I am seeing over and over from the over 1,000 job seekers that we've worked with, as well as the companies that we work with, is that there is a great need for more flexibilization. That's a Kendra word, but flexibilizing of the workforce. So having more part-time positions, having the 40 hours spread across multiple days, different hours, maybe from 2 to 6, people aren't working because they're home with their kids, but then they work after hours. Also job sharing, using just, you know, thinking about the kind of flexibilizing of the work in a new way.
And how can you have that brave new world of a workforce and still maybe protect workers, because there have been so many studies done that then, of course, you're never off. You have less rights because you're not in that traditional clocking in and clocking out. And so I think there are some kinks still to work out into how we get from here to there.
Yeah, there's a lot of kinks. I mean, there's a few things that worry me on that. Is one is that if you offer more part-time work, then do you suddenly have the furloughed workforce? That is not positive. That means people are working more hours than they're being paid for, and that's not okay. That's kind of this idea of always being on as well. And so there still has to be some bounds in terms of what the outcome is. And I think that's maybe the bigger shift, is having it be more results-based and outcome-based than just time spent.
With Tim O'Shea, are you seeing that those trends that Kendra identified really permeating through every industry? Because I could imagine, say, tech or various other maybe industries really embracing that new model of workforce, but maybe some others it wouldn't work as well. I mean, are you seeing that as a major trend with companies?
It's an interesting question, and I will agree with what Kendra said. I think there is a shift occurring. And when I look at the 60 companies that are part of NewCo, it's clear to me that many of them are out in front. They're looking at new ways to define not only their industry, but also their work practices. And that's another reason we're excited for our audience to go and visit with these companies, because I think it opens up new possibilities. And certainly as we work with the Boulder Chamber for our kickoff event, the Esprit Entrepreneur Awards Festival, they're celebrating 30 years of entrepreneurs here in Boulder. And I think there are a lot of lessons that will be shared in that room that evening. Yes, I do think that work is changing, and I think the list of companies that we have is testament to that fact, and the fact that so many of them are interested in recruiting and hiring underscores what Kendra shared. There are new ways that we can go about this, and I think everyone benefits as a result.
Now, as we said earlier, you have a whole host of folks from, say, credit unions to cannabis entrepreneurs to tech industry. You also have nonprofits participating.
We do.
What could a nonprofit learn, say, from a the cannabis industry and maybe a tech company?
You know, it's fun for us to, like I said before, cross-pollinate. We have, for instance, the Boulder Public Library is one of our host companies. And people might say, well, how is that an entrepreneurial innovator? Well, the Boulder Public Library has a makerspace, 1,500 square feet, that they're going to be launching sometime before the end of the year, I believe. And they've been doing a lot to cultivate young people to have access to the tools to start building and exploring. They also have the SBDC on site. With nonprofits that are involved in the festival, I think it's an important piece that we learn from them as much as they have a chance to learn from some of these new and nimble companies. I think it's great whenever we can create these kind of collaborative dialogues and recognize that we're all in it together. We're all making some good things happen here in Boulder.
Outside of maybe the tech industry and the cannabis industry, which maybe listeners might think are two major growth industries in Colorado, particularly here
most
in
certainly,
this
yeah.
part of the Front Range, are there other industries and other areas of commerce that you're seeing really emerge with either entrepreneurs or small business?
I couldn't acknowledge Boulder without giving a broad tip of the hat to our food and naturals industry. And many of our companies are squarely in that space. And I think for a lot of people, Boulder isn't defined by tech and cannabis. It's defined by our natural foods, our lifestyle type businesses. And certainly we have a great representation from those markets on the NewCo docket.
That's Tim O'Shea, co-founder of Engage Colorado. That's the company organizing NewCo Boulder. We also heard from Kendra Prospero, who's the CEO and founder of Turning the Corner LLC. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.